Hello. Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday. My name is Lamo. In a few minutes, Geshe will be coming in to give us the teachings. And when he does, we'd ask everyone to please stand out of respect for him and the teachings. And then you'll see many of us doing prostrations. And if you're new to that and you feel uncomfortable, you're very welcome to just remain standing. We'll say some prayers from the White Prayer Book on the first base sheet and at the bottom of the first pink sheet. This morning, I tried to lead everyone to do the four measurables using in English using the tune from America the Beautiful. It didn't come out well. I forgot to ask Yeshua if he still wants me to do it. But what I could do is I could chant the first line and then you could come in and repeat what I say. And maybe that's better because in the first session, you know, we just did it from beginning to end, and then I guess people didn't know which syllables I was stressing, so it was kind of difficult to do. And also, we'll be doing several meditations. So if you would please put your cell phones on mute, turn off the alarms too. We've had a couple of cell phones to go off during the meditations, and maybe one was the computer coming on. I don't know, but it was might be a little distracting for people who aren't used to meditation. Geshe-la has asked me to remind everyone to circumambulate the stupa. It's a tremendous purification practice, and also to turn the prayer wheels on the other side of this wall, and you would do this clockwise. You would walk around the stupa clockwise and turn the prayer wheels clockwise. If you have any questions for Geshe-la, he welcomes them, and there are some forms on the rack on the other side of this wall, and you can just write it down and put it on the either one of his desks right there. In fact, he was answering one this morning. Let's see. Okay. So let's just settle our minds, get ready for the teachings. And from the business of getting here. And since no one forced us to come here, we came very willingly. We've been accumulating merit. It's the time we left home to get into the car and to come here. Okay, so let's turn to the first base sheet in a prayer book. And we'll chant Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra three times, and then we'll try the four measurables in English. Taya ta omune mune maha munaye soha. Shall we try the... Oh, was that two times? No? Okay. Should we try the four measurables in English? With the tune to America the Beautiful? Shall we try it? Okay, so I'll try to do the one line, and then you come in and try to repeat it. Or you can do it. We can do it together. May all sentient beings have happiness, and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering, And the causes of suffering, may all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from the attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Thank you. Sorry. Okay, so let's say the Chenrezig mantra, Green Taurus mantra, on the bottom of the first pink sheet. So Chenrezig mantra 8 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tadatu Tadatu Re Soha. 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 Okay, now the children are welcome to go to their classes. If your child has never been to a class, would you please go with your child, find out where to pick them up?
Good morning. Good morning. I'll do some meditation. Okay. First, I will explain. So, most of you probably may have heard this many times. So, if there is somebody first time at the center, so I want them to know. So, it's all about, you know, wisdoms, learning. Happiness is the byproduct of wisdom. Wisdom is the byproduct of knowledge. No knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, no liberation or freedoms. So happiness does not just come simply, you know, how you say, doing nothing. So this is the best part of the class. Meditation is the best part of class because everybody is doing something. So the rest, I just mumble. I'm not sure how much that benefits, you know. So, in order to meditate, you know, so sake of knowledge, or sake of wisdom, so we need to learn, you know, how to sit properly. Okay, sit properly. So this first thing, before you do any meditations, we should learn how to sit, you know, properly, because there are sitting, there's like 7 sitting positions. It has significant meanings. It will help your energy, it will help your channel, the way you sit. Oh. So then once you learn, then please share, you know. You can share with your, you know, friends, you know, or anybody you know, you can share. If they are interested about, you know, meditations, the first thing, please introduce them how to sit properly, okay? Here I'm like, it's already been introduced thousands of years ago, so I'm here reintroducing the sitting position. So there will be 7 sitting positions. The first one is feet. Okay, feet. So there's 2 ways to sit. One is called full Vajra cross. So that means you see both of your soul on your lap. That's kind of challenging. That's full Vajra cross. Then half Vajra cross, the left hand in, right hand out. That's called half Vajra cross. That's what we said. That's the first one. No feet. So then hand. So left hand below, right hand above. So sometimes people hold like this. That's not necessary. So you just place them on your lap, like this. And a little bit below your navel. It has, this shape has significant meaning. If somebody is walking for inner heat practice, so this symbolizes something, okay? So that's why you, that's the very reason why you place this below your navel. Because the inner heat practice is associated with the there's somewhere in the navel there, you know, so you visualize something. That's the second sitting position, hand. So a little bit open, not too touch, open, because make sure that if you're sitting long hours, so make sure there's some place the air can go through, not too touch. Here in America, you have air conditioning, probably not need to worry about. Unless if you're doing some meditation like Shakyamuni Buddha in the middle of the jungle, so then probably need to. there's a second. So then third, back. Okay, it's important to sit straight. Lu, tong. Lu is body. Tong means straight body. If the body is straight, then channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, energy will run through smoothly. That's number 3. First, feet. Second, hand. Third, back. Okay. Shoulder. Shoulder. Number 4. Would you mind to check the number, please? Yeah, number. Shoulder. Well, needs to be natural. Natural, okay. Sometimes people like to say, that's too tense. We have to be physically, mentally, sitting, all has to be comfortable. That's number 3, shoulder. So then, head. Little bit down. I don't think you can meditate quite well if your just head goes like this. I don't think you can meditate. So then, that's number 5. Goche, meek. So then eye, slightly open, not wide open, slightly open. And like placing on the tip of your nose. But we don't have to make extra effort to see the nose. That's another point of meditation. So, you know, just place down a little bit there. So then if that automatically closed, that's okay. You don't need to open up, you just, it's naturally closed. No? Goche. Five. 6. Now 7. There are 7 sitting positions. So then lip, tongue, teeth, all count 1. That's become 7. So just be natural. No lip, the teeth, and tongue, the tip of your tongue, to touch in the upper palate. Palate. So to, you know, when you do long meditation, sometimes the precious jewel comes out. So to prevent, to have the dripping, what do you call it? Drooling, you know. So you see this long hour of teachings. So then nothing, that's like, that happens. So that, you know, to prevent that, and also not just that, also prevent thirst. So that's something you can do, experiment, you know. People here, you like to hike. So see, you know, like, keep your tongue, tip of your tongue on the upper part of the palate. See if that helps. That's the reason. So this is called seven sitting positions, okay? So that's importance. It's important because Lama Marpa, one of the great Tibetan masters, said, in Tibet, many people meditate, but none of them can compete the way I sit when I meditate. So it's important, sitting meditation, you know. In some cases, you know, people sit like that when you go to yoga place, sit like this. So only thing I can think of, you know, here, this is not the only meditations, you know, this is like one of the simple meditations. But there are many, many meditations in Buddhism. So I saw some people sitting like this. Only that I can think of is when you visualize something, there are 5 points in your body that you visualize. You visualize here, here, and here. It's not empty. It's just there's something. You're holding something in there, something precious. There's, you know, one spot that you can visualize. So that's only I can think when they do something like that. May have other significant meaning, I'm not sure. In the yoga, pretty much they do something like that. So this is called seven sitting positions. If you are having problems so deciding what kind of channel you should watch, then you sit like this, so that you can touch remote control. That's like called TV meditations. So just sitting like that, you know, it says, and it's not, this kind of joke, but the next part is not joke. So that says, sitting like that, it will prevent us from so many, you know, mistakes, even just sitting like that. That could be, you know. So this is just sitting, okay? Sitting is not meditation, it's just sitting. So that's how you sit. When you meditate, that's how you sit properly, that's just sitting. So this is not meditation, that's just sitting position. It's called sitting position. It doesn't call. So if this is meditation, you know, anybody has sittings, you know? Even a squirrel. This squirrel, sometimes did you notice in your backyard, they sit in a branch like this, tail there, looks like they are doing some kind of prayer. Then sometimes they go like this, but you know, that's quite interesting. So, you know, that's even a squirrel knows. So then also nowadays they have like the image of the cat. Looks, you know, that's sitting position is not meditation. Meditation, you have to have something to meditate on. So then cushion, here you call meditation cushions. Actually, it's called concentration cushions, something in there, it's called concentration cushions. So cushion has to be a little bit like this, because it prevents, you know, some pain in your leg. If you're sitting long hour, it helps you to prevent some pain in your leg, because the way that you position the seat is called concentration cushions. So that's the sitting position. Now the definitions of meditations. What is meditation? Meditation is we are trying to make our mind familiar with something. Familiar, that's meditation. Gom, trying to familiar with some technique to help our mind. Whether it's like review meditations, reviewing something, or analyzing something, or concentrating something. There's three types of meditations. Review, analytical concentrations, meditation of reviewing something, meditation of analyzing something, meditation of, you know, concentrating on something. So there's three types of meditation you can do. This all requires knowledge, okay? So the definition of meditation. Now the purpose or power of meditation, this is very important, including myself, that we should all understand the power of meditation, or maybe the purpose of meditation is to reduce negative thought. Because of that, that's why we are suffering. Not because of heavy thought we suffer, because of negative thought. When it's come down on yourself, other people, other cultures, other tradition, other religions, last thing that we need is negative thought. We don't need any of those. You know. So that's why they suggest look at people through the eyes of love. Greet them out of compassion, kindness. That's where, what we're supposed to look. The Mother Teresa says all the time, smile. Doesn't cause anyone smile. When you smile, then you look beautiful, you look good, you know. So these people know exactly how to develop, you know, happiness and how to become happier. You know? So we should pay some attention to what they say. And, you know, serving other people, all of that. You know, this is all, you know, important. So that's the purpose of meditation, the power of meditation. Gom top nimochua. Gom top. Gom, meditation, top, power, nimong. Afflicted mind. Such as anger, hatred, jealousy, all of that is considered as a mental suffering. It was considered as a mental pain. Or you could say disease. That's never been healed. So it needs to heal through meditations. Slowly. Need to heal. Otherwise, there will be not really true happiness in our life because of that. Not because of your wife or husband, friend, the business, you know, because of this negative mind. So that's the last thing that we need. We don't need any of those. The best things to root out. From the root, that's the best. But, you know, easy to say, not easy to do. No, so I think American people like challenge. Right? Am I right? Yeah. You like that. This is big project to tackle. Yeah, working with your mind. There's something, good news, there's something you can do. With time, the practice, the patience, it can be done slowly, you know. It can be, the mind could change, slowly change. The attitude, the way you think about other traditions, where you think about other, you know, race, when you think about other, you know, beliefs, it slows to change, you know. So you get so much out of that just being positive, optimistic. Oh, this, what is all the meditation is about, to be optimistic about your own life, other people's. So that's the power of meditations. So that's very important, including myself, to remind the purpose of meditation, okay? So now, we'll do this called 9-round breathing meditations. Okay, 9-round breathing meditations. So I think, not 100% sure, but you know, it will help to reduce your stress level. Stress. And here, from the meditation point of view, they call this is the technique that helps you to eliminate negative energy. And energy, or that's the term they use, negative energy. Oh. I think it's energy. But when you look at the Tibetan word, it's called lung roll. Lung literally means wind. Wind. Roll means wasted wind. How? Because we don't concentrate. Oh. Why we concentrate? We should concentrate. Why? Because concentration makes your mind calm and peaceful. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. That's why you concentrate. If your mind is not calm, peaceful, what do? You don't just scream or yell. What do? You concentrate. Concentrate. Someday, Chishi, concentration makes your mind calm, peaceful. Lo yi tol. Wisdom liberates. Not just simple wish. Wisdom liberates. That's called practice called 6 perfections. The last 2 perfections, when you look at them very closely, Sunday Chishi means concentration makes your mind calm, peaceful, wisdom liberates. Okay? So then this wasted, like wind, so it doesn't make sense. When I say wasted wind, But it makes perfect sense in Tibetan. But unfortunately, you don't know Tibetan. You say Lung Rol. That makes sense. Lung Rol. So the name of this meditation, Lung Rol, wasted wind. How does wind get wasted? Because not concentrated thinking, somebody hears all of a sudden, you know, like almost like 6-year-old boy, you know, do want to do something this, then 5 minutes finish interest, then do want to do something like that. Can you imagine if your mind's like that? Can you imagine that? That's kind of scary. Because I experienced that when my nephew visited me, I kind of like end up, you know, like taking care of him. Basically, it's like unexhaustible energies, not because of concentration, because, you know, you want to do this 5 minutes, even saying, oh, make sure that you do this 15 minutes, then, yeah, 5 minutes finish, you want to do something else. And so then I thought, oh, if my mind becomes like that, that's kind of not, you know, I don't want to live with that kind of mind, you know, it's kind of like scary. So that's how the energy gets wasted. Okay, energy gets wasted, not being concentrated. When you concentrate, you balance the energy, so that energy is going to be useful, something useful. So, Lung Ro Gutu says, in Tibetan word, it makes perfectly sense, even though you say wind, but you are not thinking about wind that blows things. No, you are not thinking about that kind of wind. Anyway, so this is called like nine round breathing meditation, how to eliminate that wasted energy, could be stress too, could be stress. So I think whenever you feel like that you are stressed out, probably good to do this nine round breathing meditation. See if that helps. If that helps, that is organic method. That's from the whole food. The good news, you don't have to pay anything. So that's very helpful. Then, you know, it does not have side effects physically, mentally, it's all good. You know, whenever you feel, please, stress out, you do this nine round breathing meditation. If that helps, then please share with your friends, you know. So you don't need to say any prayer, you just sit there, simply sit in a sitting position. So then nine round breathing meditation, we have to use our hands, so we can't sit like this, we have to use our hand, okay. So first use your left hand. So this is mainly, if some of you here first time at the center, wondering about meditations, maybe have desire to learn meditation or to do meditation, so this is the good to begin. Okay, this meditation is good to begin. So then you use your left hand like this, block your left nostril, inhale. Long, slow. Then again. Then again. Then this first set. Each set has three breathing. This first set. So now second, please use your right hand, block right nostril, inhale, okay? Second set. So now the third round. So then it's like from both nostrils, not from the mouth, from both nostrils. Inhale. That's called nine round breathing meditation. So we'll do one more time. Okay. So please make sure that your back is straight. Make sure, you know, you go like this. Just sit straight. You know, so then long, slow. Now from the both nostrils, or three times. Let's call 9 round breathing meditations, how to eliminate this wasted energy. So why is important to eliminate wasted energy? Because many of those, whether it's like positive or negative or energy, it will go through our channels. So then it's kind of like stored there. So more negative energy in our channels cause physical discomfort. So that contribute mental discomfort. So then that will ruin your day. So that's why it's important to get rid of that, okay? Every mind, a thought, mind is more complicated, every thought is, you can separate thought and energy, you cannot separate. Every thought is like, has riding on energy like horse, person riding on horse. Whenever you think about something, that's energy. If you think something good, that's good energy. If you think something negative, there is negative energy. Because thought and energy cannot separate. According to Vajrayana teachings, there's so much practice, complicated practice about chakras, channels, all this. You know, there's a lot of complicated there. So then according to Vajrayana teaching, there's like 72,000 channels. That in our body, 72,000 channels. That's where the energy goes through. Because of energy, we move, all of that, solo, all of that. And all done by energy. But they have different names of energy. So I just know the number. So I hope you are not going to ask me the detail of 72,000 channels. So then I will ask you to simply call my teacher. I'll give you a phone number, then you can call. Each time when you look at something good, if you look at that, if you concentrate that, you are developing positive energies. So that's why. Each time you are thinking something negative, can get out of your mind from there, constantly creating negative energy, not good for physical body. Here you talk about health. So there's something to worry about. It's not good for health. Then that's for beginner. If you are here first time, this is a good meditation to begin. 9 round breathing meditations. So now, read now like another form of meditation whenever you want to do. So the mind has to be positive, okay? Good state. So if you find out, mind is not really happy, so you can do, meditation is about developing positive thought. That's what all meditation is about. You can develop positive thought if your mind is already kind of negative. What do you do? Okay, there's technique you can do to turn, not necessarily into positive state, but turn into neutral state. Neutral state, what do? You just watch your breath. So here people say, take deep breath. they take deep breath. So there's kind of meditations, but you don't call meditation, but you just say take deep breath. If somebody's having anxiety or, you know, trying to make them calm, you just tell them take deep breath. So here, how I can turn my this negative state of mind into positive, that's quite difficult. And before that, the technique that you can use, you can turn that into something neutral. So then it's easier to develop something positive out of a neutral than negative. So what do you do? So that's why then 21 breathing meditations comes in. 21 breathing meditations comes in. Okay? So in that case, you can sit like this, or you can probably know now you can sit like that. Okay? What do you do? You just watch your breath. Out from, all done from nose. Breathing, the 9 round breathing meditation, we begin with inhale, right? So this 21 breathing meditation, please sake of knowledge. So make sure when you explain exactly the way it's been written in the book, which has been thousands of years old. It's very important to pass down the clear instructions. If somebody there out there really strong desire to do meditations because of this, like I say, passing down clear instructions makes big difference for those individuals. Okay? So then you sit like this, then you watch your breath. Then one. Each time you inhale, count one here. Make sure without mistake. So let's say we are going to do 21 breathing meditation. Each one of us are responsible to count correctly. And say when you reach 10, you are not sure it's 10 or 9. Go back to square one. Start from square one. So then this kind of practice, we can cheat. That's not good. It's like cheating yourself. That's not good. We have to be honest, sincere, genuine. Okay? This is for your own happiness. It's important. So then, like, we'll do this 21 times. Okay, watch your breath. If you are having difficulties, you can say out, in. That's one. Out, in. That's two. You have to number, that's where your attention should be. You have to count that, okay? You do 21 times. So this is the second time of meditation. If you're first time, that's good to do. Second time meditation. Too fast. It's too fast. Yeah. So you can do it at home. Just 21 is a number. You can do 30, 40, 60, 70, 100. No, so that's good. Then just see. Then how you feel. If your mind becomes something neutral, very good. That's the purpose of meditations. So, usually, you know, technique that we use, we can scream, yell, kick something, you know, throw something. This is all unskillful method. It makes worse. So you just do, just sit there, watch your breath. We don't need to scream. So then this question here, so this is another meditation, then I will probably read something from here, okay, this book. When I do forceful method for the excited mind, this is called Gyopa, in Tibetan word Gyopa. Okay, before that, so now if you can count 21 times without, if you can count correctly 21 times, you know this painting outside, there's monks, elephant, monkey, the rabbit. This is like the painting of kama-abiding meditation or shamatha meditations. Oh. If you can count your breath 21 times like that without, I say, losing the number, you are already in the first stage. That's pretty good news. You are already in the first stage. So now the second stage is how long you can concentrate. So now you already tie your elephant. You all manage, you learn how to tie your elephant. Mind is considered the elephant. So the object here is your breath. It's like hitching post. Mind elephant, the mindfulness is a rope. What do? You try to tie that elephant there. So make sure elephant is there. Oh. So then more likely that elephant does not get wild. If they get wild, everything become miserable. You know? So even like I said, my brother's wife who lives in Switzerland, and his wife is psychology. His wife is psychology. So I'm Buddhist monk. So when I went there, we have problems. So can you imagine that? Like, psychology, you are supposed to help someone who is having problem in the mind. Monks supposed to practice Dharma. You know, it's not easy. You know, so don't think it's easy or simple. It's not easy. Even being in monastery almost like 35 years, still challenging. When something comes in your way, nobody backing up, there could be a solution if everybody give up something. But no one wants to even go back one step further. They sit there on the position very firmly. There's reason. So, you know, every situation, there's reason. I have reason not to back down. The other person, reason not to back down. So now all of a sudden, this nice atmosphere instantaneously turns into something miserable. Eating, nobody talking. Before you not come talking, eating, all of a sudden, my brother taps, trapped between me and his wife. He don't know what to do. So I'm not backing up something. Why? What she said is not true. It's not right. We are not thinking about, we are completely deluded. We are not thinking about our own happiness. But there's no happiness. But you don't mind sit there eating with the mean eating food with a mean face. You don't, but knowing is not good, but you do it, you know. Then, but you don't enjoy when you see, but your brother's not smiling. He don't know where to go. Go with me or go to her. So I wish that he'll come with me. So probably she wish that he'll come with me. So then all this kind of tense. It could solve very easily, but everybody choose not to do. Same time talking of happiness. No, that's not how happiness been developed. Sacrifice. There's no sacrifice. Nobody sacrifices. So anyway, so I'm not sure why I'm saying this. So, this is what I need to talk here. This is the questions about these meditations called Gobat Chantap Suchi. Chantap Suchi means forceful method, how to stop super excited mind. in Tibetan court is called Gopa. So I remember the painting that we are talking about. So then first, then if you can count that, you are already in the first stage. So then second, how long? Then third, how clear? Eventually, there's no difference between seeing this image through your own eye. When you close your eye, there's no difference. You see that clearly. Details, you remember. So that means your concentration is improved. No, so then, you know, like that's the third stage. Then you know, you move slow. So remember the Swiss monk, Venerable Rene, who came here to give talk. You know, he did this Kama Bhajan meditation or Shamatha meditation long time. He told me that he reached the seven levels. So then after that, he ran out of money. So then he has to walk. So then he said now he's lost. I'm not sure all of that. No, but you know, this is something you have to be consistent daily life. You know, something rather than nothing. Oh, so this is how long should I hold my breath at the end? So that depends on how long you can. Okay. So then if you can long. Believe or not, breathing does distract our mind, believe or not. We will notice when you reach this high level that you notice. Huh? So this meditation, anyway, so we are about to do this meditation. This is called, so what do you do? We exhale, from, this is different, a little bit different. You can sit like this here. So then exhale from your mouth, a little bit with force. Then, we'll do this 10 times, okay? Then in the end, same, when you inhale, you count 1, inhale 2, inhale 3, then in the end, hold your breath. Just imagine the energy that's going in, like imagine like some tube that's running in the center of your body. Imagine that's going there, like round shape, white color, round shape. Size doesn't matter. Size didn't mention in the text, only mention the shape. The color, white, round, size doesn't matter. So the imagine is going there, going down, forefinger below your navel. Huh? So then, simultaneously, close the lower jaw, energy that comes up, then there's all muscle up, energy that comes up is yellow. Then it's like white above, yellow below. There, where the concentration or attention should be there, meanwhile holding your breath. And see if that stop thinking. If that does, then good. That should do, then good. Then that's what you do when you know like cannot stop. That's what you do. Okay? I will begin. So this is called a forceful method, how to stop super excited mind. Not any, it's not just wandering mind. It's called super excited mind, like produced by some form of attachment. That's why you are having difficulties to get to bring it back. It's not just one, oh, what is this? Oh, what is that? It's not like that. So you know what it is. You know what it is. It's not just wondering what it is. You know what it is. So you can get, you can stop, keep thinking about, because you know what you're thinking about, but you don't, you want not to think about that. So that's how you do this, the forceful method, how to stop super excited mind. Okay? So then, you can also do walking meditations. Now we have built this beautiful stupa. It's for you. We didn't build it somewhere in Nepal or Tibet. It was built here. So easy, From Buddhist point of view, happiness has cause. We have to create the cause for happiness. So that's why you meditate, that's why you say prayer, hope is to something, some sort of happiness. And didn't His Holiness said again and again, the purpose of life is happiness. So this is all about happiness. Your happiness is important for other beings. Other beings' happiness is very important to you. So happiness is, that's what is needed. Not necessarily a bigger house or like the Dhanu Gandhi, but happiness. There's something that needs to think. So when you come into center, then we put there some prayer wheel. As I mentioned this morning, when you're coming down, when you see some dead animal at the side of the road, you see cat that you love, cat, if you see the cat that died, or dog, or blood, whatever, suffering there you, so it feels human. His Holiness says, fundamentally, is good. When we see some problems, we sympathize. We wish there's something we can do. And practically, especially when you go to Nepal, there's so much suffering there, so there's so much you can do. So like when you see the kids running on the street, looking through the garbage, so it breaks your heart. But there's so much you can do. You can solve all this problem. You do what you can do. When you do, then it just makes you happy. That's mental happiness. So that's exactly Mother Teresa, set up her charity house in Calcutta. I've been there a number of times. So just giving and giving and giving and giving, that's all. The people she's giving, what you can expect from them? Nothing. They have no money, no power, no education. So simply you see them something very precious. In her case, she sees these are the gift of God. Doesn't matter what word she used. The point is to give, So something you get back, there's no price. It feels, So these are the kinds of people that we should look up to. If you really think about makes your life happier, meaningful. So we do what we can do and based on our abilities. When you recall them, it feels good. When you're doing it, it feels good, The certain things, when you do, you don't feel good. When you remember, you don't feel good. So we shouldn't do them. Not because of religions. Simply for your happiness, your own happiness, When you remember, it's nothing to do with religion, it hurts. Whether you believe or not believe, it hurts, Human, naturally, His Holiness says that anything negative, it hurts. It's pain. It's pain. So we don't need that. So, So that's why, I just ask Samula, so why people don't smile? Why people are afraid of looking at each other? So in the text, it suggests, I mentioned this early in the class, looking at people, out of eyes of love, greeting them, with a kind heart. So, it's not when it's come down to a practical level, it's not easy, but you know, it can be done. So slowly, we have to try. So there's no choice. We have to be happy. There's no choice. When it's come down to happiness, we have to be happy. No choice. When it's come down to negative, we have choice. We don't have to be negative. There's something we can do. So there's, you know, like first helping yourself. As I mentioned, some of your ears maybe get numb or burn. Hearing this again, I thought this is very important. You know, here you say, rise and shine. I was very curious. No, I'm not just joking. I'm just very curious what it means. So, Dr. Brown is here, Dr. Brown. So when I first came here, so I went to His Holiness teaching in Wilmington, 1999, July. I went to Wilmington, His Holiness giving Kala Chakra teachings there. So I went there. After I came here, after 3 months, I went there. So then I stayed with the hotel with Dr. Brown and Herb. So, you know, it's very interesting. You know, so then my English is very limited. So one of the center members told me, we all have meal together at the restaurants. So then she told me, rise and shine. When you see Dr. Brown tomorrow morning, you tell him, rise and shine. I have no clue of my English. Maybe Dr. Brown remember or not remember. I'd say, rise and shine. So now, lately, thinking about that, because of, you know, precious human life, thinking about that again, rise and shine, how you shine. Rise, you know, shine, lifting up your spirit, you know. This is like precious human life. This is a topic that you find in Lamrim teachings, in the very beginning of Lamrim, precious human life. So that is something that we all should think about, you know. That means that's how you shine, that's how you rise. You rise with some kind of positive thought, you know, thinking about, oh, wonderful, you know, I could see, I could hear, I could read, I could walk, I could write. This is all something to be grateful, rather than just take, you know, simply, you know, for granted. So the precious human life, you know, we think about, oh, this life is so precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find. So the analogy they use in the books, I just tell you the analogy, there's trottle is blind. So we need to think why they put their blind trottles. This is all related to the precious human life. Blind trottle. So their trottle lives beneath the oceans. Why? Why not up above the ocean, beneath the oceans? This all carrying some message that to help us to think something positive. The trottle is blind, lives under the oceans, and comes up the oceans every 100 years. What that symbolizes. So things like that, you know. So then, there's very little that I can do when people come to you, oh, Gisela, my life has no meaning. That symbol is not true. But I don't know how to convince them, you know. I can't just order them to do this and that, you know, especially American people. not easy, no? So I can suggest something to, you know, to you to think about, you know. It will benefit you, you know. So that's why, as a Buddhist, that's why you're supposed to think. Always think something positive of yourself, you know, capable, meaningful, precious, difficult to find, you know. That's how you, from Buddhist point of view, that's how you rise and shine. So I'm not sure from American perspective, point of view, how you rise and shine. That's your job to figure it out. Huh? Okay? So then, I'm kind of running out of what to say. So much has been said last 14 or 15 years. Every week, 2 or 3 times a week. This week, how many times? I have class on Friday, Saturday, 2 class on Sunday. No, talking. So that's why I'm saying, the beginning of the class, that's the best part. We all meditate. Nobody say nothing. We meditate. Each person can benefit. So then after that, it's kind of, for me, it's kind of like, you know, not very fun to say something. I'm not sure how much benefit we get. So that, so I do, you know, like, we need a lot of inspirations. You know, I do read different books, you know. I do read about Mother Teresa, even though she's not Buddhist. I don't care, long as I get benefit. If I'm reading Mother Teresa's book, if I get inspired to do something good, that's good. That's what exactly what I need. So, and you know, like reading Mother Teresa is somebody who had, like, it's not like 2,000 years ago. It's not like that. It happened in our lifetime. So then reading her books, you know, every message has like carrying some weight. Some weight. You know. So then when you read, think, oh, these are the people we should really pay attention to, you know. So these people know exactly how to get best out of everything. Everything, even though it like, looks like something very tragic, miserable, these people get immense benefit out of that doing, you know, serving. So if there's like Mother Teresa, if there's each town has like that, I think the world is going to be better off. You know, somebody who just cares, that's all they do. They just care people who need help. That's all. Regardless, Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, when you think about Mother Teresa, it always inspires you. People don't think, okay, is she Buddhist? No, people just inspire how much, you know, she sacrificed. So there's something physically, you know, emotionally, we are all same. You know, mother also have two hands. Not just forehand, but you know, same. It's all so, become so rich inside the mind, become so rich. And they are 100% convinced, you know. So that's the problem that we have. Oh, going around the stupa, oh, that kind of purifies like huge amount of negative karma and create a lot of merit. Are you convinced? Oh, no, not sure. And so that's the problem. That's the problem. Not, you know, so not having conviction. You know, we are not talking about blind faith. Talking about conviction faith means that you are convinced. Could be based on your own experience. Could be based on your knowledge. Somehow you are convinced by practice. Then you do, you know, mother prayers. Every single day, mother prayers. It's not just mother watch TV, lay down. You know, mother do pray, you know, every day. But she seems like always happy. When you look at her face, it's all peace. I mean, there's a lot of wrinkle, but it's like beautiful wrinkle. Peaceful, you know, like, that's, you know, just, that's why looking at the holy image, that's how you get benefit. Now it makes sense. When you look at mother's face, now you see that's the reason why you have holy image, you know, just to inspire you. It's more than traditions, just inspire, you know. So, reading a Mother Teresa, you don't have to read Buddhist book, you know, you can read Mother Teresa books, you know, it's greatly inspired. In the books, everything is very practical, how she helped people, Australia, New York, India, what people told her, what she told them, you know, all of that. When you ask Mother Teresa a business card, what she gives prayer card. The card is written prayer. Prayers, that's her business card. That's why she gives to people. You know. And something to think about, you know, watching our movie, all that. What we need inspiration. So these are the people who are 100% convinced based on their experience what they do, you know, so they have heart in what they do. So I think, you know, it's good to know. I myself have numbered like at least 4 or 5 books, but I do read, you know, like time to time I do read, and I think about, you know, what she said. I think about that a couple of times, you know. Then I read, you know, different books here in Tibetan too. So need to train the mind. You need all the help you can get. What could be like therapies you need. you know, you collect. You know, some days you think about this, couple of days, 1 week, then after that it doesn't become more effective, then you choose another one, then you read. You know, so then slowly, then you know, it changed. Okay, so I'm not your teacher, I'm your Dharma friend. You know, I said this since I came to this country, very clear. There's no teacher and disciple relationship. We are just Dharma friends. I'm here sharing. I'm learning from you. So I hope you are learning from me something. So I share what I learned. So that's why I invite my teacher here. If you're looking for teacher, this is teacher. Lama Zubarmaj come, His Holiness come, Dalai Lama. You know, we are just friends. I share my knowledge and I share, you taught me a lot of things. You know, so then I share, you know, this we are here just Dharma friends, just sharing that, okay? So that's all I'm going to say today. So then what I'm going to do, I'm going to say a couple of mantras. It takes 2 minutes, okay? A couple of mantras. So the reason behind that, you know, there, long time ago, the family comes to me, so, you know, the kids are having suicidal thoughts. Is there any advice? There's nothing much I can do. So then, there's a number of mantras. You know, even hearing the mantra will prevent from untimely death. And then there's a number of mantras is for health. Whoever hears, it kind of benefits for their health. So me, with having not, like, having some degree of faith into those mantras, so that I've been doing this almost every Sunday class, then last couple of months I kind of keep forgetting because of this two, we used to have one session, so now two sessions, it's like become like groundhog class. Groundhog day for me, everything has to be repeated again. So then I kind of got a little bit concerned what I said, what I didn't say, so then I kind of forgot saying the mantras. So now I kind of settle in for those two sessions, so then now I remember saying the mantra, okay, you know? Thank you.
Okay. Say some dedication prayers on the first team sheet in the life parables. And while the dedications are also a traditional time to make offerings to the Sangha and Dharma Center, we'll be passing generosity bowls in case you'd like to make a donation to the center at this time. Or there are donation boxes in the lobby if you prefer to focus on the prayers instead. Okay, so let's say the prayers on the pink sheet. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus and the hand Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Alatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish the magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Om Taritu Taritu De Soha. Om Taritu Taritu De Soha. Om Taritu Taritu De Soha. Om Taritu Taritu Re 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 Soha.
Yeah, thank you. So one last thing that I want to say, you know, some of you may think, oh, this is Gishikelek Center. It's not. This is not my center. This is our center. I only come here to teach. That's all my job. So this whole center is run by director, board. I'm not involved in any of that. So they make the decisions. I'm not who make the decisions. Any finance part is run by all other groups. My job, last 15 years, I just come here, teach class. That's all I do. All the decisions have been made by board, so they make decisions. That's our center, so it's not my center. Some of you say, oh, this is my center. This is not my center. I'm just here just to teach. So so that, I think, you know, to the whoever comes, that you are part of the center. So because there are so many people to thank, so because of your contributions, the center has been improved a lot. So everything we do here, we do it for you. So then all the decision is made by director, the one main one, Dr. Watkin. You know, so then after that, you know, anything they do with like finance is all decisions made by, I don't have any authorities to make any decisions. I like that very much. So I like to be like that. Long as I remain here, I don't want to get involved. I just come here to teach. That's all I do. So this is your center, okay? Just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.